Could you please state your name and your birth date, please?
Iris Riley. And I was born May 30th, 1926.
Okay. Could you tell me how life was when you were growing up?
Well, I lived with my parents and down on the farm. My dad was a sharecropper, and I had one sister and three brothers. And we were considered a poor family. We got our food from what we grew, garden, and we had a milk cow, and a very few chickens and a few hogs. So we had to can a lot in the summertime to make up for winter reasons.
Okay. Do you remember anything special about growing up that was hard or that you can recall?
Well, when I was 15 years old, my mother passed away. And there we were, five children and my dad. And I took over as a young girl, 15 years old, and kept my brothers and sisters together for about 5 years. That was my mother's request. First, take care of the children, keep them together as long as you can. And I tried my very hardest to do those things.
Mm. Okay. Can you tell us a little more about growing up, you know, like something about your sisters?
When I was 17 years old, my mom had been dead 2 years. I met this young guy called Caleb Briley. We got married in 2 years. He was a service man. And we got married we had three children, and we lived in several counties, Bass, Montgomery, and Bourbon. Then again, my husband was a sharecropper. Sometimes we wasn't always up high up on the mountain. We was in the valley a lot. Sometimes we didn't hardly know where our eatings was coming from, but thank the Lord we made it, always made it through. To us was born three children, Bobby Nelson Briley, Phyllis Kay Briley, and Peggy Ruth Briley. And we lost our son when he was 39. I still have the two loving daughters yet. I still reside. After 28 years of sharecropping, we moved to Owensville
mm-hmm.
in 1972, where I still live now.
Hmm.
And losing my husband in 1988.
As I understood, whenever you first met Kaywood, another guy had, you had promised that you would marry somebody else, and they went off to war, right? Is that?
Yeah, true. I promised him that. But he also said to me, if I met somebody else that I thought I'd like better than him, go ahead and marry. And that's what I did.
Okay. What national events or periods of time have you lived through?
Well, war, World War One. World War Two.
Yeah.
My husband was in it.
Okay. Did he say much about the war to you about it?
Well, not really. He was sick that all the time. He was in the service.
Mm-hmm. about the Korean War were you involved, you know? You?
Well, I had a brother that was involved in the Korean War and Vietnam too, and Germany too.
Did he write or anything back to you or anything?
Who?
Your brother.
Now and then.
Really?
But when he come in on the furloughs, he'd always come to my house and stay.
Did he say anything about the war and how it was going?
A very little bit.
But it just didn't want to talk about it.
He wouldn't talk about the war.
Hmm. Can you recognize any differences in the wars, you know, the way that it affected, you know, the GIs or the men who served, you know?
Well, not really.
Okay.
I haven't kept up with that part.
Did you get the go through the depression?
Of the when Pearl Harbor was bombed, the First World War, we had a depression then. Everything was rationed.
Okay.
Even down our shoes was rationed. We had a certificate where we could get about 3 pairs of shoes a year. And we had sugar was rationed, lard was rationed, and lots of things. And we had to have a paper before we could get those.
Wow. So no matter how many children you had, you still could only get 3 pairs of shoes?
Well, 3 pairs each person.
Oh, to each person. Okay.
It was really hard times then.
Yeah. What about the big depression? Did you go through, you know, did you live through it?
No.
Major?
Not really.
So how did you like living on a farm and, you know, growing all your crops and all your food? Was it harder to do, you think, than, you know, now?
Well, not really, because we were younger and I really enjoyed living on the farm. But it come that time when my husband felt like it, he'd cropped enough, but he needed a change. When we come to town in 1972, he gave a job down here at the Bath County Mill and worked for 6 months. And then after that, he got a job at the Bath County High School where he was janitor for 9 years.
Okay, could you tell us something about, you know, do you like living in these times or when you were younger? Which do you like better and some of the reasons?
Well, of course, back when you're young, you always enjoy it better, seems like. But I have enjoyed every moment of my life.
What are some of the reasons you enjoyed living in your younger days better?
Well, my health was better, for one thing. And I've always been a person that's always been friendly to others and tried to make friends to other people, and I do have a lot of friends.
Okay, in education, how far did you get to go in school?
Well, I was a good student, and I had several teachers, and some of them are living now. Miss Beulah Jones, you might know her. She was my teacher, Miss Emma. She was my school teacher. I got my education at Bethel School.
How far did you go?
On the bus. I went through the 7th grade, passed for the 8th. But when my mother got sick, I had to stay off for a month. Well, then she passed away. Then I had to take care of the family. I didn't go back no more.
What were the schools that you attended like in those days?
The first school I started out in, we had to walk, and it was over to Reynoldsville.
How far did you have to walk?
Well, I'd say close to 2 miles.
So you had to leave early in the morning.
Yeah, to get there, and we took her lunch in a little lard bucket. All of us did. We had to take her dinner. And I can remember it was just one room, just had one room, and all the classes was all in the same room, big old potbelly stove. And I cried every day I went. I didn't go very much, and had to have my brother go with me. And teacher brought me home one time on her horse. And I told her after that, I said, you ought to put me every step of the way home for crying like that. And wasn't long until Bethel School was consolidating, and my brother was really old enough to go. And I went on then. And I was an A1 student. I got good grades. I made good grades.
Mm. With the religion, have you always been a Methodist?
No. I was baptized in a Reynoldsville Christian Church. I joined the church there when I was 9 years old, was baptized down here in Slate Creek. And then after I went to Mount Pleasant Methodist Church for a long time after that. Got involved in Bible school. I loved Bible school. I'd walk and go to Bible school. My life's always centered around the church. None of my other family didn't go, but I did. And I catched right back with some of the church people that went. And then after I married my husband, his mother was a great church goer, and we went with her to Sharpsburg Church for a long, long time. And then when we moved to Bethel, we went to the Methodist Church in 1965, I think it was. And there we've been in the Methodist ever since.
So you moved, when you moved to Owensville, you moved to the Owensville Methodist Church?
Yeah, right. When I moved up here, then we went into the Owensville Methodist Church.
What different forms of entertainment did you have when you were growing up? Did you have, radio or dances or?
Not much of anything. We didn't have a radio for a long, long time, but the first one that we had was battery.
When was that?
That's when all the children was home, my two brothers and me, cut the potter corn, 25 cents a shot to buy a new battery for a radio.
Wow. How much, when was that? Do you remember what year it was?
Oh, I'd say I was 12.
After you got the radio, did you go out to other places, like did you have dances and stuff too? Also?
No, I never was a girl that went out to no dances much. Went to one, wound it up in a fight.
What dance was it?
It was Charles York. I hear some of his people was having him at dance. He was going away to service. And I went and wound it up in a fight. And then I was invited to a party. And first and the last party I went to, we were playing spin the plate. And called my name and said, well, come on out here, and you're supposed to kiss me. And I said, oh, I ain't playing.
Okay.
They said, if you're not playing, we'll get on back in you in another room then.
Whose party?
Went, and that was a nice party I went to.
Do you remember whose party it was?
Adrian Wells.
On the last, when you were talking about the dance, what caused you to get in a fight?
I think they was a drinking.
Okay. How long was it before you ever got a TV or a television?
We never had a TV for a long, long time.
Was it here lately, you know, like in the 20 years
we never
ago?
We never had a color TV till we come up here. It was after 72.
What about your, like, daily chores, you know, washing clothes, sewing, stuff like that? How was that in when you were growing up compared to now?
Well, we first married her when I was home.
When you were home?
When I was home, had tubs and a washboard. I heated her water, carried her water, and heated it, washed like that. Cake soap.
What kind of soap was the lye soap that you always hear about?
Lye soap or OK or P&G.
And
never had no bleach. People then put them in a big boiler and cut up some nice soap and stirred them all.
Okay, how's that compare to today?
Well, today we have all these things that we can put in our automatic washers and so much easier. It's all done with push button.
Yeah.
Dryer, everything.
Yeah. Technology makes it easier.
Yeah. As time has went by, it sure has got easier. I'm not old, all that old, but I got a taste of it, how it was back, way back.
What about any other chores, you know? Do you think it was harder living back those days than it is now?
Well, sure. Months now you can get a hold of it. At least we had a problem even thinking where we was going to get the next meal from. Now you can find food somewhere. And your friends or neighbors, everybody was kind of in the same shape. But nowadays everybody can get this. We never had no food stamps. We never had no commodities. We didn't get no check from governments.
That was before the Social Security began.
Oh, yeah.
SSI. Mm-hmm.
If you were sick and went to the doctor, you had to find a way to pay. Mm-hmm. Most of the doctors come to your own home then.
Yeah.
None of our family wasn't sick too much. One of my brothers got his arm broke one time when we went to pick blackberries, fell off the way. He cried and mother carried him back when he couldn't ride the wagon. And he said, Jody, up and down, he cried all the way home. Had to have his arm set. And the same brother one time, mother was heating some sausage up. Took it out of the jar before she cold packed it.
Mm-hmm.
Going between the door, he run in, hit the skillet, and it dumped out on him. Same brother.
Who was that?
That was E.G. He got burnt off by.
What were your brother's names?
Alfred. George, which they called E.G. And Morgan Clay Manley. They called him M.C. or Rooster. And Conway Manley. And Betty Ruth Manning.
Mm-hmm. Your sister.
Mm-hmm. Sister. Then I have a half-brother, Claude Jackson, and two half-sisters, Mary Agnes Manning and Flossie Louise.
What do you remember about your mother?
Well, my mother, I had a good mother. She loved her children, stayed home with them, and cooked and washed. And she had her set days. Like one day she would wash, and next day she would iron, and next day she would patch. But everyday business was putting food on the table for 7 people.
How old was she when she died?
32.
She was young then. Yeah. What caused her death?
Cancer.
That runs in the family a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. My daddy died with cancer, too. Mm.
So there's a history of that.
79. Mm. He was 75 years old.
How often did you go into town or went on the farm?
Go into town?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Not very often.
Yes.
When I was a young girl, I used to catch away and come into town when I needed to farm it or something like that with my uncle and aunt. And we'd come, they had a old mare, and horse, mare and buggy, and that's the way we'd come into town. And I was about 9 years old, and I was scared to death to get away from my aunt. I'd hold her hand everywhere I went. Nowadays, children 2 years old can go all over on sale.
Yeah. How are the stores different whenever you're growing up than they are?
Well, the prices of the food and things has really, really changed, because you could take, say, $5 and buy a week's groceries, and nowadays you can buy one day's meals, let alone a week's groceries.
What about, they've got more of things, don't they, and stock and everything, than what they used to have?
Yeah, they have lots of more things than they used to have. Of course, when we were home, that was my job, too. I went to the grocery store all the time. And I had, when I'd get a 25-pound flour, I'd have to leave it and go back to the store twice, because I couldn't carry it all.
Well,
and my job was tend to the little ones, the smaller children too.
Mm-hmm. Was the stores and the things back in those days, you know, how they are portrayed on television, you know, the candy stores now and the
No, you groceries? Never seen all that stuff is advertised now. They didn't advertise no candies, cookies, cakes, or none of this fast food stuff. You never seen nothing like that.
Just basic.
It really tickled us to death to get a piece of light bread and peanut butter and cracker and a piece of bologna or cheese or bananas or something like that. We really thought my dad, he'd always get us that for Christmas, and we thought we really had something. We never got no toys. Just fruits and about a 3-pound box of crackers and peanut butter from Kroger's.
Mm. So Kroger's.
We had a Kroger store here in Orangeville at that time.
Yeah. At the present time, what activities are you involved in?
Well, I pieced several quilts, and I'm a volunteer. I volunteer as many as 500 hours. That's Bath County Senior Citizens. 500 hours a year, in a year's time. I have for several years. And we really enjoy having friends like that and going to places and doing things for others, and we keep quite busy. And at home, I do my own work, Got 5 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren. Keeps you going.
Well, thank you very much for letting me interview you today. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you.